A 10-year proposed plan from the United States Postal Service could affect how some Vermonters get their mail. Currently, USPS uses many smaller distribution centers, like the one in White River Junction, to collect, sort, and distribute mail. The new plan shifts that work to larger distribution centers, like the one nearly 150 miles away in Hartford, Connecticut. But Vermont lawmakers, postal workers, and at a recent public forum, Upper Valley residents raised concerns that the move could put more strain on the state's already struggling mail delivery system and result in greater mail delays. Patrick Adrian is a reporter from the Valley News who's been following this situation. He's here today to give us more insight. Welcome, Patrick.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Well, before I ask you about the most recent developments from last week's public forum, what's the Postal Service's justification for potentially repurposing the White River Junction facility?
They're looking at least 58 distribution centers. White River Junction is just one of those. They are also doing a study of the Burlington Post Office, but they estimate that the savings by restructuring White River Junction would be up to $940,000 a year.
And the White River Junction facility wouldn't go away. It would just be repurposed. Can you describe what it would be used for under this proposal?
I think that's part of the concern is right now, nobody really knows. In my conversations with mail handlers, they don't believe that there are going to be significant staffing reductions. You know, a restructuring could affect up to 20 positions. Most of these reductions are going to be through attrition. Some new positions may be created as part of this overall process. Some employees may be offered different positions within White River Junction, or they could be offered positions in Hartford, Connecticut, or at another postal facility. There are even questions that it might even improve some services, but people don't know yet how these changes are going to take place. And that seems to cause anxiety among mail handlers as well as residents of the area.
Yeah. And I mentioned before, too, that last week USPS held that public forum. So Upper Valley residents in particular could share their perspectives about this proposal. Were you able to attend that? And if you were, how many folks showed up and what did they have to say about these proposed plans?
I did, and I estimated at least 70 people. There were many mail handlers there, and there were a lot of residents. The attendees were predominantly against this change. And a lot of their concerns are just the uncertainty of how the plan will impact people. People really like the Postal Service in general. They support their local post offices. And a lot of the concerns that people feel is that the Postmaster General and even members of Congress are more interested in cutting the costs, even if it undermines the services overall. Mail service has already been slowed by staffing shortages. Some of that gets attributed to a lack of federal resources to the post offices. They believe that this plan is only going to worsen the situation.
You spoke to a USPS spokesperson who told you that our behaviors around mail delivery have changed a lot over the last 20 years. We don't maybe have as much mail delivery and it's more package-based. How do those sorts of things play into the proposed changes?
Stephen Doherty, he's a USPS communications specialist for the region, has made this point that Postal Service has been affected greatly because of internet technology. We have email and online billing payment services that has eliminated a lot of mail that people used to deliver because they can pay their bills and communicate online now. As a result, according to Doherty, the volume of letters has declined greatly over the last 20 years. At the same time, packages have increased greatly because of online shopping. And this plan is really aimed to modernize the postal delivery system and make it work more efficiently.
You mentioned that you had a chance to talk with mail carriers as well. Can you tell me just more about what they're saying about this proposal?
You know, I was speaking to a mail handler at White River Junction who is a union representative to the Vermont State Legislature. And he was pointing out that shipments typically arrive to the White River facility at 8:45 p.m. and their mail handlers try to have all that mail sorted by 2:30 a.m. for distribution. Their goal is always to have the mail reach those local post offices by 8 in the morning. The worry is that by adding, you're going to be adding at least 4 to 6 hours of travel time, in addition to the additional sorting that's going to happen in Connecticut, and we don't know how that's going to work. The one area that mail handlers keep bringing up is winter, where we have these storms that cause delays, and any delay due to storms could have an effect on mail services.
Well, what's next, Patrick? I understand USPS collecting public feedback until April 10th.
Yes, once the April 10th deadline for public feedback ends, a final report for White River Junction will be published. It will go to the Postmaster General, and a decision will be made there. There is a link on SurveyMonkey where people may still send written comments. Finding it is very difficult. Right now, it can only be found on the USPS website. One of the complaints that people have said at these public forums, not just at White River Junction, but I believe in Burlington as well, is why the Postal Service didn't send out mailers to people, physical mailers with the information. They put everything online and didn't use their own resources to do it. That was a huge complaint, not only from the public. I heard that complaint several times, I think from staff, from congressional delegates. That decision did not get missed by the public.
That's Patrick Adrian, a reporter with the Valley News, breaking down potential changes to USPS mail sorting in White River Junction. Patrick, thanks so much for walking us through this and for your reporting on this topic.
Oh, thank you for having me.